Hi everybody, my name is Nina Nesseth, and I am the author of Nightmare Fuel, The Science of Horror Films. Now, one of my favorite things about watching horror movies is how your whole body gets involved in the scare. Usually when we talk about experiencing fear, we bring up the fight or flight response. And what that is how our bodies respond to threats. There's a whole fear circuit in your brain. There's a key part of your brain called the amygdala that processes fear. And when we are exposed to a threat, that whole fear circuit and your amygdala lights up and sends a cascade of hormones going through your body. And that preps your muscles and your organs so that you're ready to either stand up and fight or get the heck out of there. There's been research that's shown that when we're watching horror movies, that we are, to some extent, doing the same thing. We're getting those same parts of your brain lighting up and getting ready to face a threat. The difference is we know that what's happening on screen isn't real, so we're able to sort of keep that fight or flight response in check and just enjoy the movie while feeling a bit scared. Now, there is another physiological bodily response that I love, but a lot of people hate, and that is the jump scare. Now, the reason I love the jump scare is because it takes your thinking brain right out of the equation. Your body doesn't really have all that much information about what's going on, because usually what's triggering a jump scare is, you know, a loud noise and something flying at you from the screen. So your body, even before it really recognizes what's happening, just sort of sends a signal through your brainstem that sort of skips the thinking part of your brain and just tells the rest of your body to protect itself from whatever's going to hit you. And that might be from a little jolt, if you don't have a very sensitive startle response, to a full-on body scrunched up, arms in front of your face, eyes squeezed shut startle. Now the good thing is that if you really hate jump scares, then really the second time or third time that you watch that same scene, you probably won't have the same amount of jump. It's a diminished effect, especially if you know that it's going to happen. There are some people who are hyper startlers or very sensitive startlers who might still get a bigger response than someone who's less sensitive. I like to think of myself as a pretty sensitive startler, so maybe that's why I love the jump scare, because I feel like I'm getting the most out of a fun horror technique.